Aristotle's definition of human beings is rational animal. And he also says famously that people are intrinsically social beings. So the full expression of rationality is, for Aristotle, the root of eudaimonia, his word for happiness, and the pursuit of happiness, which is the full expression of our potential, is what, for Aristotle, ethics are about. We tend to think of ethics as being about being good. Aristotle tends to think of ethics as about being happy. But no matter, to be happy is to fulfill your potential, and to fulfill your potential is to be good, so it's the same thing. To the degree that you're making bad decisions and are being whacked around by your desires, reason is not in control. You're not fulfilling your potential. And not only that, if you're being ridden by obsessions, you're not happy. So says Aristotle. The point of ethics is to become a happy, fulfilled person, and that entails the fullest possible satisfaction of what is distinctively human, and that, for Aristotle, is reason. He asked the question, and this is very different from the sort of ethics we're used to. Well, can you be happy if your poor have to work all the time and are deformed and ugly? And he says, well, to some degree, but not as happy as you could be if you weren't. And something in us rebels against that. It shouldn't be the case that stuff that's outside of our control has an effect on our happiness, on our ethical state. But for Aristotle, it does. And to me, I got to say, that makes good sense. I mean, who among us, really and truly, when we're not kidding around or striking a pose, doesn't believe that we're better off not being deformed, not being terminally ill, not being broke, not being oppressed? I mean, who? It makes sense. That's one of the other things that is just profoundly refreshing about Aristotle. Most philosophers adopt the position that most people in the world are getting it wrong, but I, fortunately, hotshot philosopher that I am, have got it right, and let me tell you. That is not Aristotle's way, ever. Aristotle's assumption is that most people most of the time are getting it right, and anything that lots of people think is true deserves serious consideration because people aren't fools. They might not have it totally right, but boy, if a lot of people believe it, there's got to be something to it. He is, in that sense, what's called a common sense realist, which to me, again, is immensely refreshing. It's humble, and it has the great advantage also of, for my money, probably being right. I mean, how could most of us be wrong about the stuff that matters most to us? It just doesn't make sense to me, or to Aristotle, bless him. And what's being happy? It's being happy, for crying out loud. It's interesting. In this sense, Aristotle's vision of things is at odds, not with the way we really think, but with what we're often taught from a Hebrew and a Christian perspective, which is that happiness and goodness consist more or less exclusively in self-sacrifice and righteousness and self-denial. Aristotle would say, well, first of all, if you have to work really hard and deny yourself a lot to be good, then you're not good. Because if you were good, you wouldn't have to work so hard. That's what you'd want to do. The famous and great German philosopher Immanuel Kant formulates a different position in his so-called categorical imperative. Kant claims that morality begins when you don't want to do it, but do it because you know it's right. Aristotle would disagree with that entirely. He'd say the point when you don't want to do it and do it because you think it's right is the point where you're not good anymore. You're just trying to be good. If you're good, you want to do it, and it makes you happy to do it. And it should make you happy to do it because that's what you were designed to do. Goodness, for Aristotle, is the fullest possible expression of human capacities. And whether we think of ourselves in that way or not, whether we acknowledge ourselves as disciples of Aristotle or not, I think it is fair to say that we all, in our daily lives, and well so, are pursuing eudaimonia to some extent, and probably to some really substantial extent, that Aristotelian idea of fulfillment and happiness, which, by the way, doesn't look entirely unlike the arete or excellence that we began our discussion of the Greeks with in talking about Homer.